this week, the topic of Brigis HaShkamas HaBoker, what do I have to do before davening? But before that, something came up this week, I just want to discuss it and move on to that. I want to discuss a little bit about Zman Tfilas and Zman Kriyashma. Now Zman Kriyashma and Zman Tfilas very, very early, and I see sometimes a lot of misconceptions that Nuch Shalom when it comes to Minigay Zman Tfilas. The first title is, when you get Zman Kriyashma and Zman Tfilah, do you have to finish Kriyashma by the Zman, or you just have to start it by the Zman? I think today's Zman Kriyashma was...
It's right behind here, behind here, behind the pole. Right here, this pole.
Okay, right. This is the Lacha was 8:46.
So, first,
the Mokan Ravama is about 7:50, the second one's about 8:30, 8:40. We're not getting involved which Zman to keep right now, but the shaila is, whichever Zman you keep, you have to finish by that Zman, or you just have to start by that Zman, and once you start, it's good enough to finish afterwards. The same shaila applies to Zman Tefillah, the same get by Mincha, you try to daven by Shkia, you have to finish davening by Shkia, or you just have to start davening by Shkia. So the Magen Avraham, the Megadim, Shalom HaKharav, Mishnah Brura, they're all asking that you have to finish davening whenever the site is Zman Kriyashma or Zman Tfilah, you have to be finished. The time is to start and you have to be finished. Mishbru goes so far to say that even Chazaras HaShatz, we have to make sure to finish Chazaras HaShatz during Zman Tfilah. And if somebody realizes that it's late and they realize that they start Chazaras HaShatz, they end up finishing after Zman Tfilah, Mishbru writes that it's better to do a short Shemoneh Esrei, Hayuch HaKdusha, as opposed to starting Shemoneh Esrei before the Zman and finishing Chazaras HaShatz afterwards. So come on, the Psak, like my older place is, you have to finish by the Zman, Kriyashma, Zman Tfilah, whatever it is, you have to be done by then, and it's not enough to stop. There is Aruch HaShulchan, which writes that he wants to say it's Tali in the two twists of Taisus and Brachas. The one Brachas Davav says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for 1 second. And if Bilam would have gotten that second, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have gotten angry, so his klala would have worked. So Taisus asks, what can he say in 1 second? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for 1 second, so what can he say already in 1 second? Taisus answers two turrets. One turret he says, he could have said, Kalim, this we destroy. Just say one word, and that'll be in that second. The other text he says is that if you start at the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, if he starts the klala, then afterwards you can continue, he'll be able to continue to be matched with the klala. Zogt Aruch HaShulchan, based on that, the same thing when it comes to Zman Tefillah. That if you start the Zman Tefillah, you start the Tefillah during the time, which is you're still in the Zman, you could afterwards continue and go weiter, and you could continue to daven, and all be considered good. Lamaisa, the Hayrav of the Aruch HaShulchan, saying by the Chassidim, the more noita to go like it. But Eitzel, the Lifashis, the Bechana, Samechana. Saying, as I said before, the Magen Avraham, the Shabura, the Graz, they all say you have to be finished by Zman Tefillah. A couple years ago on Yom Kippur, so they're having a discussion in the mirror about that they have to rush up to finish Chazaras HaShatz by the end of Zman Tefillah. So Rav Shmuel Levitz, I was speaking to Rav Shmuel Levitz about it. So somebody walked over with the Aruch HaShulchan. That's finish Aruch HaShulchan, we have to finish. So Rav Fogel got upset. He said the Aruch HaShulchan was never in the Skabel, and Avad al Chamais says, Pashit, you have to be finished by the Zman Tefillah, and it's not enough to start. If somebody is at a minyan, and they're going to be starting right before Zman Tefillah, so it's Pashit al Chamais, it's better to daven the Yechidus and finishing in the right Zman, as opposed to starting a minute before and going afterwards. Lamaisa, all the places can hold, and Lamaisa, that you're not Yoytza Tefillah if you have to do the Zman, and just starting a second beforehand or a minute beforehand and continuing afterwards, Lamaisa does not help.
What about the Kain Neshama?
What do you say?
The Kain Neshama will be after the Zman?
The Kain Neshama, you mean?
I mean, yeah, it's a man, sorry.
You mean the Tachanun? If you have the Iker Shemana Esra, here, saying the Tachanun is not some other. So that the Iker Shemana has to be. A lot of the Ketuvah have to have time during the Zman. Now, a lot of times when people go to shul, they assume that with a davening, the there's a Rav there, there's a Gabbai, and they're assuming that they're going to make Zman Krishma, Zman Tefillah, and everything's going to be the same. But Maisa, it's not always the case. Yeah, you cannot be Samech on the Shul to be 100% that you're going to make Zman Krishma, Zman Tefillah. Usually it is the case, but it's not always like that. You have to keep Cheshem yourself. If you're dominating second Zman, I can guarantee you the Rav already said Zman, already said Krishma, but among other wrong. So he said Krishma before dominating. So he's not keeping his eye on the clock. So who's usually stalling a vek? What time exactly the Dami should, what time we start Baruch Hu, and making the Cheshvan? It's usually going to be the Gabbai. Now, there are two types of Gabbai. Some Gabbai are very machmer on Gezel Shina, and they try to figure out the last second possible that we can start davening in order to make it as Zman by a second. And some Gabbai are a little more machmer on Zman creation. So it's very possible that the place where you're davening, that they're Cheshvaning very, very, very close to the Zmanim. And if 1 week you have a chazan who downs a little bit slower, likes to sing a little bit more, or downs a little bit slower, it's very possible that you can be cutting. Sometimes you can be missing his Zman Krishna, sometimes you can be starting right before and finishing afterwards. And it's really that chrayus of every single man to make sure that he himself is, make sure that they're getting his manam, and you can't always be certain with on the place where you're down. Ma'aseh the Hayra from Rav Aaron Leib and from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, but they said that a shul has to make sure that they finish 5 minutes before Zman Krishma, the chazan has to already finish Krishma. Because if you cut it too close, if you just make it by a minute or two, even if you make it by a minute or two, there are always people who are behind the Shliach Tzibur. And a lot of times, it's a tremendous mishal that people in Maisa are missing Zman Krishma, and sometimes missing Zman Tefillah, is something which people should be aware of. The Chassam is a mashal about Zman Tefillah. He says that there's a mashal that somebody was sending out money for his Doras Chasana. He's paying away money, and he kept his bills really neat and sit down. The day of the chasana comes, and he goes to the bank because he had to bring a bank check to pay the bill. He's waiting online. He sees all these people waiting online. They have ripped bills and it's half ripped. They give money into the teller, and the teller's giving them a check. He comes in, gives them the coins, the bills, and the teller says, "Sorry, we can't accept these." He's like, "Can't accept these? Why not? These are beautiful bills." So the teller says, "These bills expired last year. We have new currency." So the Chavetz Chaim, even if you have a beautiful tefillah, but if it's Zman tefillah, it's worthless. The tefillah during Zman tefillah is a tefillah. But once you get this Zman tefillah, even if it's beautiful, the ma'aseh, it's worthless.
What should you do if you're
skip. You have to make Zman tefillah.
I just have to skip and
be yechid.
It's not
Kriyat
Shema the same thing.
The what?
The same thing.
Krishma is the Isa, yeah.
No.
If you're missing Zman Krishma, what? In terms
I'm
of starting?
If the Sibur is going to miss Zman Krishma, and you're in the middle of Sukhi Tzimra.
So it depends. If you say Krishna beforehand, so then there's Makam to make a Dhamma then. If you say Krishna beforehand, then you have to skip. You have to make Zman. You have to finish Zman Krishma.
Skip everything?
What?
Skip everything?
You have to say Bakshan Mashra. Well, if you're thinking about Zman Krishma, say Zman Krishma now.
So right, so before you say.
You gotta say Zman Krishma, yeah.
You can say middle of Sukhzim, right?
If it's Zman, you just run. You gotta make Zman Krishma. Fine, so let's move on to the halachas of what you're allowed to start. You only have a couple minutes. The halachas of what you're allowed to do before davening or not. What?
It could be that you start within the hour.
Now, before davening, these are styles which come up. Keseder by the light. Can you make your bed before davening? Can you take a shower? Go to Markolet to get bread? The shells just come up all the time. Now, before davening, there are really two separate sugyas of what's asr before davening. There's one sugya that's asr to do things before davening because you're afraid you'll get involved what you're doing and you forget to daven. Tumar Brachas Daf Dalam Bey says that you're not allowed to even learn before davening, Rashi writes. It's asr to learn before davening. Why is also learn before davening? It's a great thing to learn before davening. The reason why is because if you learn before davening, you get so engrossed in davening, so engrossed in your tefillah, and you're in your learning, and you forget to daven. So you're not allowed to learn before davening, unless you have a shomer or some minyan kavua, because we're afraid you're going to forget to daven. That's one type of issur. There's a second issur, which Moran Brachas Yidal says, that Aser Lasses Chavtzecha Kodim She'esfad. You're not allowed to take care of your own personal needs before you daven. The first thing you do in the morning, You have to downplay Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're not allowed to worry about your own personal needs. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're going to forget. It's that you're not allowed to be Isaac and your own Tzrachim before Dami. What's Nafkamina between these two sugyas? Nafkamina is, can you have a shame? If the problem is something that we're afraid you can get engrossed in and you're going to forget to daven, like learning for davening, so we have a shamer, alarm clock, or a shamer, over there is no problem because now you have somebody remind you the daven and the doshash. If the problem is the problem of Issa Be'etzem, that's also to do something before davening, Issa Chavsecha, now to do something before davening, over there, Hashem is not going to help. Because the problem over there is not the fact that you're going to forget the daven. The problem is, Issa Be'etzem, they now be Isaac in your own things before that. So what's an example? So Moshe and Shemzan both said, this is for Baal Batim, I think this is the number one lechshol, shaving before davening. They both said that shaving before davening, that would go under the category of Chavtzecha, you're doing Isaac in something, your own knees before davening.
Look nice for davening.
What?
Don't look nice for davening.
If you want to look nice for davening, we'll discuss it. I'm saying we'll discuss it soon. But beside shaving, they both write that that'll be an example of something you now do before davening. Another example, let's say wake up a little bit early one morning and you remember that your wife told you to change the light bulbs ready for a couple of days. I mean, you've been forgetting. So you figure, oh, it's the perfect time to do it now. I'll come back to you before davening. Beside, that'll be also to do before davening. You're taking care of your own needs before davening. And that'll be also because now I'll take care of chavsecha before davening.
Is there something that's not your needs?
What do you mean?
We'll
get it in a second. Another example is, you're on the way to davening, you see there's a big sale on diapers. You figure, oh, I'll stop in. Buy two diapers for 50 shekel each. You stop in and buy it. These are all examples of taking care of your needs before davening. Yeah. There are mainly two heterim in the sugya when it will be mutter to... Two of main heterim when it will be mutter to take care of things before davening. One is chefsei shemayim, something which is doing... The same, something for mitzvahs of Shem Shemayim. And the second heter, the person would say, this is only oisik b'tzarchecha. It's only something which is a big oisik, something which is a big, big job. Something which is just a small, easy thing to do, there's no oisik. So let's go on by one. Let's start with the heter of Chavsei Shemayim. It's Erev Shabbat, and you're on the way to davening, and you realize that the bakery is about to sell for chalas. There aren't many chalas afterwards if you go to davening. So Mishabur brings down some rishonim that in that type of situation where you know all the chalas and you have no choice, so be mutter to buy the chalas before davening because that's called you being oisik in Chavsei Shemayim, oisik in Suda Shabbos. So therefore be mutter to buy it even though it will be called Chavsei Shemayim. Chaim Kanievsky said if you want to go be Nachum Av before davening. So the same thing. That's considered Chavsei Shemayim. You're doing a mitzvah, you're not a mavel, and the mutter did before davening, they're going to be considered chavsei shemayim. No, this is right, right there. All these things are only, if you can do it afterwards, I'll have to do it afterwards. In the situation where you're not going to do it afterwards, when you're doing a mitzvah, that'll go into the category of chavsei shemayim.
Changing a light bulb from your
wife. Okay, we'll get down in a minute. Depending on the situation,
it's
a holding. There's a mitzvah of Chaskel Bransky that he. Once before davening, he called together the whole bezdin, the whole bezdin. Called them all together, told them to come immediately. They all came running over, some took a taxi, some of them walked. He said that, he just saw an ad in the paper that a certain organization is making a dinner in a new local hall. Now this hall is a very fancy place, which opened up recently, did not have a hechsher. And unfortunately, people were still using the hall, and I said it was a fancy place, and a little place like it. And there's a big problem that people were using the law. So he pulled everything together. He said that he just wrote a very strong letter. They want to put out a letter that the hall is not under Ashkacha, and it's us to go to this dinner. And at this dinner, one of the heads of the government was going to be there. So one of the dayanim said, like, it's before davening. You can wait till after davening. So Chaska said, what's davening? Kavod Shemayim. Let's be listening to Kavod Shemayim now. So all dayanim, they signed the letter. And so one of them said that the letter is very, very sharp. Are you sure you want to put this out? So he said, I have no side of putting this out. I'm just going to send it to tell the people who are making the dinner about the letter, and things will take its course. He called up the head of the dinner. He told him, we're putting out this ad in all the papers. Unless you cancel the dinner, we're cleaning out the head and all the papers, that it's not under hashkacha, and it's also to go there. 15 minutes later, he got a phone call from the head of the hall, from the lawyer, from the head of the hall, said that we put out this ad, we're suing you, and we're taking you to court for liability. So Chaska said, I'm not afraid. We already hired, he said, a different lawyer, a defense lawyer. Not afraid of you. Take me to court, have the best lawyer, and whatever. He told him that you can say Kriya Shema now. In 10 minutes, we'll get another phone call. 10 minutes later, he gets a phone call from the other hall. Then we'll mask him to, this time, we'll mask him to bring down a Mashkiach Prati, which is a community for this time. And if you don't put out the ad, he said, no, Bishim Leifan, I'm asking. Unless you got a hechsher, we're putting out this ad. Nice. A couple hours later, the head of the hall came back, and he's masking. He's afraid of the letter. He's masking to give a hashkach. According to some things, are very, very clear that the chafsi shemayim you had to do before davening. Other things aren't so clear whether it's chafsi shemayim or not. For mashal, can you take a shower before davening or not? So they went out to Rav Yashiv, and they asked Rav Yashiv, are you allowed to take a shower before davening? So Rav Yashiv said, shower? Friday in the mikvah. So they tell him that. You should know by Americans, it's a mussar that they take a shower every day before davening in order to wake up for davening. And he was just like shocked. He couldn't imagine like how Americans have like so much extra time. So nice, when it comes to shower before davening, it really depends. The etzem, if you're just taking a shower, stamazai betzem, that's called tzarchecha, and it would be a problem. If you're the type of person who needs a shower to wake up, you need a shower in order to help you daven better, and the point of the shower is to give you a geshmak in davening, then already that won't be called cheftzecha, that would be called the cheftzei shemayim, and if that's what you need to daven, then it will be called the cheftzei shemayim. When it's in Karlitz writes the motto, that person needs it for his davening, he says, okay, if you need a shower, so number one, he says, don't use soap. If you don't need soap, don't use soap. If you just need to wake up, use hot water. You shouldn't use soap. Well, basically, what comes out of the Maisa is that whatever you need for davening is mutter. If you don't need it for davening, it's going to be aser. So if you're the type of person who needs it to wake up, and this is what you need, and the Chanami, they would go on the Chafsi Shemayim. But you have to be honest with yourself, what is the Chafsi Shemayim, what's not. And you have to just stand up what you need, what you don't need. If that you feel you do need it, and this is how to daven better, then avad hashem is mutter. And if you don't need it, then it's going to be aser. As a Berkowitz, let's say you only need it for your davening, but what about your chavrusa might not appreciate you would take a shower, could we consider it on the chaveri also chafsi shemayim? So he said, yeah, 100%. If that's the reason why you're doing it, then...
You can't do it after.
What?
You can't do it after.
Yeah, right. That is all if you can't do it afterwards. I'm saying, you can't do it afterwards. If you do it afterwards, you have to do it afterwards. But the ma'aseh, this is, you know, if this is what you need, the ma'aseh, this will go into chafsi shemayim, and the ma'aseh, it'll be mutter. And again, going to Markolet, so the Esther Shem Zaman, can you go to Markolet if the kids need bread for cheder, or food for cheder? So Shem Zaman said that a lot of that goes into Chafsi Shemayim. Taking care of your kids, a lot of that's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, and taking care of your kids, so watching your kids, or going to Markolet for your kids, a lot of that'll be mutter, that'll be Chafsi Shemayim, and it'll be mutter. Once you're going, you can't now say, once it's not a hucha. Once you're in Makol, you can't say, oh, okay, once I'm here, I'm going to buy myself, I don't know, breakfast and a coffee, whatever you need. You have to daven. You know, the heter is, you have to do tzarchei mitzvah, what you need for, you know, get kids out of the you have to buy, and then afterwards, you have to daven, you just go back and buy the rest of the things that you need.
The point of doing something for your wife is that...
Yeah, so you didn't say, well, also, that's also Chakadim Chafsi Shemayim, 100%.
For example, let's say she tells you to take the laundry out of the and put it in the dryer, but that way so I can do another load quicker when I get up. So you're not doing it, you're doing it just because she asked you to do
okay,
it.
Okay, that's also Chafsi Shemayim. Shalom Bayis, that's also Chafsi Shemayim, you know, go right there. It's all but sad that you can have done before you go to sleep, and you can't do it after Shabbos.
Well, it wasn't done until when you went to sleep.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
but, I'm saying, if it's whatever you have, you're right. You have to be honest with yourself. It's nice to, I know two stories of Gdolim who said they didn't have to ask Mechila from the wife. One was from Zaman. He said, they have to ask Mechila for his wife. He said he never did anything wrong to his wife. He does not have to ask Mechila. There's a different story we saw something that said he never ever got into a fight with his wife. He said, it's very, very simple. It's an open Gemara Bavitsiya. Mili da'alma, listen to your wife. Vidishmaya, because blessed the husband. We made up when we got engaged. That's what we're gonna file, that's a form we're gonna file for our marriage, and we never ever had disagreement. Middle down we do like her, and Vidishmaya we do like me.
So
two gears is what the Osir was. Either the Rebbesin typed up, but it's Rabbi Sultan that never was Mili Dama. Or Rabbi Sultan himself, that by him everything was Mili Dishma. So you have to be honest with yourself, what is Mili Dama, Mili Dishma by you? You have to be honest. But if you honestly could say, this is Mili Dishmaya, then it would not be considered doing Oisik and Surah Chachat before davening, and it would be Mutbi. You have to be honest with yourself. And
what about a very small item?
Oh, so let's go on to the next thing. Running out of time. The other thing has to be Oisik. It has to be something which you're being Oisik in. The Pachach says, it's only Oisik, something which is against Oisik. Something with just like a small, little, easy thing to do, that's not considered being oisik b'sarcha.
Light bulb.
Therefore, for example, a light bulb, depending how skilled you are. something which you have to, depending how easy the mashal, the Shem Zaman, can you take out the garbage on the way to davening? So Shem Zaman said, that's something you're just doing hagav, it's an easy thing to do. So Shem Zaman said, that's not considered oisik, and therefore it's going to be mutter. That's really, it's much more basic. The exact hagdar basic is not 100%. Whatever, but that's already much more of a thing. Take out the garbage thing, Darach Agav. You just bring it out, you're taking it out. Putting it into the laundry also. The Burgers told me that putting laundry into the washing machine, so for Scheinberg said as Pasha's mutter, it's a very easy thing nowadays, just throw it in. He said, Rav Yashar already held it ready, that's more of a, that's Bokha Gemurah, Rav Yashar was Aser. Rav Scheinberg held putting laundry into the laundry machine, that would be, sorting laundry held was Aser. Already sorting out and folding it, already Aser, that's more of a Zach. But just doing the small little thing, just putting it, putting in the laundry, the alamaisa, bimote. Yes? Running out of time, there's one more case. What about making your bed? So the Arlatzin writes that the etzah making your bed before davening should be aser. But in yeshivas, mitam chinuch, it's a good idea, so you're going to get them to do it. Therefore, he says it's mutter. Right, so the other place can say that making a bed, for example, the Chazanish and others, that making a bed also, that's something which is a very easy thing to do, not to consider tzorchecha, and therefore that's an easy thing to do, therefore ma'aseh b'matas. Hakama halacha ma'aseh coming out is, oisik your own tzorchem is going to be aser, if you're doing kapsa shemayim, then it's going to be mutter, but derech shemayim is anything which is a mitzvah, or something you're doing for the matara, right, that has to be something which you can't do after davening, and something which is a very small oisik, ma'aseh, that also will be mutter.